I think the time has come when the people at national level must accept that there is responsibility to the people. Because as far as I am concerned, health is of prime importance. And those who are unwell, the dread anything seriously happen to them and not having cover and not being able to afford it. So it would nearly take a person's life toll, in my estimation. The stress they're meant to put through, the people they have to run to doctors, run to professional people, and run to the banks and run to everybody to get every account of every little detail they have when it's quite clearly from the doctors who recommend them for medical cards and other services. So I have a problem what's going on, and I think it hasn't been addressed, and I don't think it's going to be addressed either.
There is a perception that when people assess applications for medical cards, they're doing so not in terms of what can I do to best help this person, they're doing so in terms of how can I save the state money by denying a card. Is that a perception you agree with?
Donald, you've actually said exactly what I'm expressing today, as they have no perception whatsoever, and what's far worse, I don't think they even care. I think, as you say, it's not a matter about people out there, they're disposable, and it's driving people to despair, actually, for any hope for the future. And I'll say another thing, Donald. Anybody who sees sickness within a family knows the imposition it has without any other adverse treatment by anybody in this country. So I'd be very concerned, Donald, that this has to be addressed. And who addresses it's about time they stepped up and dealt with the problem, recognised what exists, and no longer should it exist.